Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into Perfectly Confiotic by Don A. Moore, a compelling study of confidence, its pitfalls, and its power. Published in 2020, this book unpacks the concept of confidence not just as a trait, but as a critical skill that can be honed. Moore, a revered professor at the University of California, Berkeley's Haas School of Business, uses his extensive research in psychology, economics, and business leadership to answer a vexing question: how does one achieve the right level of confidence? Perfectly Confident illustrates that the fine line between overconfidence and underconfidence can significantly impact decision-making and leadership effectiveness. By drawing on real-world examples and rigorous academic research, Moore provides practical advice for anyone looking to improve their decision-making skills, from business leaders to everyday individuals seeking personal growth. This book is especially beneficial for leaders who feel they might lack confidence, individuals interested in enhancing their decision-making prowess, and anyone familiar with the advice, "fake it till you make it," and seeking a more authentic path to self-assurance. Moore's insights are also backed by his authoritative voice in the field, with contributions to major publications like the Wall Street Journal, Fortune, and the Harvard Business Review. Tune in to discover how you can calibrate your confidence effectively and make the most informed decisions in your personal and professional life. Perfectly Confident: How to Calibrate Your Decisions Wisely. Introduction. Find your sweet spot. The secrets of well-calibrated confidence. Confidence, it's the golden ticket that promises to unlock doors and invite opportunities. But there's a catch. Too much can lead you astray, making you appear out of touch and costing you credibility. Too little, and you might never even come close to those doors. Amidst a sea of advice suggesting that more confidence is always better, there's a compelling tale of just right confidence that isn't talked about enough. Indeed, false bravado or excessive self-assurance might initially draw some attention or even admiration. But imagine the setback when the world discovers the facade, leaving trust shattered and reputations tarnished. Similarly, the narrative of the humble, underconfident individual shows missed opportunities as vital contributions remain unspoken and potentials unlived. This summary dives into this dance of confidence, teaching you not just to amp up your sureness, but to calibrate it with precision. In this exploration, you'll unravel the myth of absolute confidence and why it's not the overall aim. Crucial differences that distinguish trusted leaders from mere pretenders, and a strategic approach that favors choice-driven inquiry, enabling better decision-making prowess. Engaging in this delicate balance, the guide provides insights into projecting the right amount of confidence, one that doesn't overshoot to arrogance or stutter into timidity. By sharpening your decision-making skills and acknowledging your limitations, the path to becoming an authoritative yet approachable figure becomes clear, allowing you to confidently engage on any topic with ease. Part 1. Understanding the Hidden Risks of Overconfidence. Think you can or think you can't. Either way, you're right. This famous sentiment, often attributed to Henry Ford, wraps up a lot about our common perceptions of confidence. It suggests a simple formula: confidence equals success. But is the reality that straightforward? Not quite. While there's no doubt that faith in one's abilities is crucial for achieving one's goals, the belief that success is solely about having confidence is a flawed notion. In reality, both underconfidence and overconfidence carry their risks, but the dangers of the latter are often underestimated and overlooked. The critical takeaway here is: overconfidence isn't just a minor misstep, it's a potentially hazardous mindset. When it comes to decision-making, we often find ourselves at crossroads with limited information. This lack of clarity forces many to rely heavily on their intuition, While intuition can be helpful, it's also prone to spectacular misjudgments, as evidenced by numerous historical blunders. Consider the 2008 financial meltdown, a textbook case of overconfidence where the misplaced certainty in the stability of subprime mortgages led to a global financial disaster. The perils of overconfidence are supported by psychological research as well. Psychologist Gabriel Oettingen's studies highlight a counterintuitive finding. Those who frequently daydream about success are often the ones who struggle to achieve it. Overconfidence can foster complacency, as seen in students who feel overly prepared for an exam and fail to study adequately, ultimately performing poorly. This narrative extends to the business world too. Imagine two companies assessing their future prospects. One is overly optimistic about forthcoming successes, while the other expects challenges. The latter, driven by a sense of realistic urgency, is likely to be more proactive and adaptive, leading to actual improvements and possibly better performance. In essence, confidence should not be a substitute for preparation. It's not a magic wand that makes obstacles vanish, but should be a motivator to begin the groundwork required for success. True confidence is about acknowledging your starting point, however humble, and taking those first crucial steps toward your goal, armed not just with hope, but with action. Part 2. Breaking down barriers. The truth behind underconfidence in difficult tasks. What makes you feel confident? Often, it's the things you excel at, the tasks you perform regularly. Whether you're a skilled painter, a savvy coder, or even a creative chef, frequent engagement in these activities bolsters your self-assurance. But what about the things you rarely do or find challenging? This is where underconfidence creeps in, shadowing your potential. Here's the lesson. People often underestimate their own abilities, especially when they perceive a task as difficult and forget others are struggling too. This perception gap arises from a unique blend of self-awareness and a disconnect from the experiences of others. You might know all too well where you stumble, yet without seeing others falter, you could falsely inflate their abilities and diminish your own. Consider learning a new language. You feel less proficient compared to your peers, assuming they handle the linguistic challenges better than you. However, what if you could see the hours they devote to mastering syntax and vocabulary? Would you still think you are lacking, or would you recognize a shared struggle? The issue often lies not in your actual performance, but in your limited visibility of others' efforts and challenges. Just as you can scrutinize every flaw when you look in the mirror, lacking the opportunity to observe the same in others can amplify your self-doubt. This skewed perception can affect anyone, even the giants among us. John Steinbeck, a literary titan, once doubted his writing prowess, illustrating that underconfidence can persist despite grand achievements. So, if underconfidence is such a trap, how do you escape it? Start by remembering that behind every effortless success is unseen hard work, and the same doubts and hurdles you experience. When tackling something difficult, don't just measure where you currently stand. Instead, acknowledge that everyone faces battles out of sight, and give yourself the advantage of not just seeing, but understanding the complete picture. Your confidence shouldn't be based solely on visible outcomes, but also on an appreciation of the universal journey towards improvement and mastery. Part 3. Expand your vision. Embrace uncertainty in forecasting to mitigate overconfidence. Imagine always knowing exactly how events will unfold in the future. Life would be drastically simpler, right? However, in reality, every decision, from picking a wedding date to launching a new product, relies on predictions that are anything but certain. This inherent uncertainty in predictive thinking often leads us astray, making us overly confident in our specific outcomes. Here's a vital strategy to remember. To avoid the pitfalls of overconfidence, always consider a spectrum of possible outcomes. People generally falter by being overly precise in their forecasts. For instance, during event planning, assuming that exactly 100 guests will attend might set you up for logistical headaches if the actual number vastly differs. Instead, what if you prepared for 80 to 120 guests? Such flexibility not only accommodates real-world unpredictability, but also safeguards against the blinding effects of overconfidence. This approach is grounded in the concept of expected value, a statistical method that involves assigning probabilities to a range of potential outcomes rather than fixating on a single definitive scenario. For example, if you're managing a project, rather than banking on it being completed in exactly 10 days, calculate the likelihood of finishing in fewer than 6 days, 6 to 8 days, and so forth, up to beyond 10 days. By averaging these probabilities, you can derive a more reliable, balanced estimate of the project's timeline. Adopting this multifaceted forecasting technique not only refines your expectations, but also provides a valuable retrospective tool. If a project takes longer than anticipated, reviewing your initial range of forecasts can help pinpoint the optimism that might have led you astray, enhancing your future decision-making processes. Furthermore, employing a which rather than whether mindset can dramatically shift outcome quality. By framing decisions among multiple alternatives, for example, deciding whether to spend money on a DVD or save it for something else, you become more aware of the available options, reducing the likelihood of a narrow and potentially regrettable decision. By broadening your perspective to encompass various potential outcomes and continuously refining your forecasting methods, you prepare better for the future, fostering decisions that are not only confident, but also well-calibrated and informed. Part 4. Enhancing decision-making through diverse perspectives. Picture this scenario. You're standing before a massive jar filled with jelly beans, tasked with guessing the total number inside. Alone, your guess might be far off the mark. Now imagine others around you also making their estimates. Surprisingly, even though each individual guess might deviate from the truth, the average of these collective guesses often hovers close to the actual number. This phenomenon illustrates a broader principle. Sometimes, the collective insight of a group exceeds the accuracy of any single member, even an expert. This leads us to a crucial strategy for improving judgment and decisions. Always factor in diverse perspectives to challenge and refine your own views. The beauty of differing opinions isn't just in their variety, but in their capacity to mitigate personal biases, which can skew our reasoning. For instance, when individuals with conflicting viewpoints discuss an issue, the resulting compromise or synthesis often brings them closer to a more accurate understanding or solution. If two people debate the cost of an item and each remembers different prices, the true cost may well lie somewhere in their estimates. This approach isn't only beneficial in group settings. Even solo thinkers can apply this method by challenging their initial thoughts and considering alternative reasons or outcomes before settling on a decision. Research shows that when individuals revise their estimates after considering potential errors in their initial judgment, their new estimates tend to be significantly more accurate. Essentially, by integrating what might be seen as internal diverse perspectives, we can fine-tune our own decisions without external input. However, the key to effectively utilizing the wisdom of the crowd lies in the diversity of the group. If everyone shares similar backgrounds and biases, the collective insight might not be much different from that of a single individual. True benefits emerge when varied perspectives are pooled, creating a richer tapestry of understanding and solutions. Great leaders and organizations recognize the power of diverse viewpoints. Abraham Lincoln, for example, famously included key rivals in his cabinet, valuing their differing perspectives even when they clashed with his own. Such inclusivity isn't just about being open-minded. It's a strategic approach to garnering a more comprehensive understanding and making balanced, informed decisions. By inviting and considering a spectrum of opinions, we can break free from our echo chambers, uncover blind spots, and enhance our decision-making prowess. Part 5. True trust stems from demonstrated ability, not just confidence. In the world of high achievers, supreme confidence often seems like the common denominator. From sports legends like Michael Jordan to soccer icons like Cristiano Ronaldo, their unshakable self-belief is almost as famous as their athletic prowess. But this surface-level observation can be misleading. It's not just confidence that makes them successful, but their extraordinary abilities. Here's an essential insight. Exaggerated confidence isn't trustworthy. True trustworthiness comes from proven ability. Confidence can indeed play a pivotal role in how others perceive and trust us. For instance, if you're explaining a complex idea to someone unfamiliar with the topic, your confidence might be the only initial cue they have to judge your credibility. Studies show that confidence can indeed make you seem more believable, at least initially. However, relying purely on confidence is risky. It's akin to building a house without a foundation. Anyone can project confidence, but without the skills or knowledge to back it up, that confidence can quickly crumble under scrutiny. This is where the distinction between confidence and competence becomes critical. While con artists might temporarily fool people with their misplaced confidence, genuine trust is built on the bedrock of real, demonstrable skills. In fact, it's often more beneficial to adopt a balanced approach. Rather than solely projecting confidence, acknowledging uncertainties can also foster trust. For example, in sports analysis, pundits who provide probabilities, Team A has a 65% chance of winning, rather than certain outcomes, are often seen as more credible. This balance shows not just knowledge of the topic, but also an understanding of its complexities and uncertainties. Therefore, when striving to build trust, whether in professional or personal contexts, it's crucial to develop and demonstrate real competencies. Couple these abilities with a healthy level of confidence that reflects what you truly know and can do, and you create a foundation of trust that is both strong and sustainable. Part 6. Navigate leadership with clear standards and a thirst for knowledge. Confidence and leadership are profoundly interconnected. A leader's conviction in their decisions not only propels their actions but also instills confidence in those they lead. But what is the recipe for such effective leadership? It's not about displaying unwavering certainty or a facade of infallibility. Instead, it involves setting clear standards and remaining open to new, sometimes challenging, information. The essence of the message here is: effective leaders cultivate confidence by establishing clear benchmarks and embracing a continuous influx of information. Leaders often fall into the trap of vagueness, setting standards based on personal interpretations that may differ considerably from one person to another. For instance, asking someone if they consider themselves a good driver might yield a positive response based on their subjective perception of what good driving is. However, by specifying certain driving skills like parallel parking or highway navigation, you can obtain a detailed and more objective assessment of their abilities. This principle extends into the realm of team leadership. Ambiguity about expectations can breed conflict and dissatisfaction. Leaders who articulate specific, measurable objectives enable team members to have a more grounded understanding of what success looks like. For example, a teacher who clearly outlines what constitutes an A paper by providing examples lessens the likelihood of disputes over grades, creating a mutual understanding of expected standards. But clarity alone isn't enough. Openness to new information plays a critical role in confident leadership. Leaders must cultivate environments where feedback and diverse perspectives are valued. not just the ones that reinforce their preconceived notions. Research indicates that people are inclined to accept information that confirms their biases more readily than information that contradicts them. To counteract this, a leader must actively seek out and consider all types of feedback, not just the affirming kind. The mark of a confident leader, therefore, isn't just about making decisions with assurance, but also about how they respond to new insights. They must be agile, continually adjusting their understanding and strategies based on the influx of new data. This openness not only enhances decision-making, but also fosters a culture of trust and respect, where team members feel valued and heard. In conclusion, true leadership confidence arises from a blend of clearly communicated expectations and an unending quest for knowledge, a balance that guides teams towards achieving their collective goals while fostering an environment of continuous learning and adaptation. Final summary. True confidence is more than just a facade of self-assurance. It's a well-calibrated understanding of your abilities and limitations. As we navigate through decisions large and small, the mastery of confidence isn't about solidifying an unshakable belief in oneself, but rather cultivating a nuanced approach that considers a broad spectrum of outcomes. This prevents the pitfalls of overconfidence and underconfidence alike. Here's the crux. Confidence must be earned and continuously adjusted. Embracing this dynamic approach allows for more grounded and informed decision-making. Carry with you the humility to acknowledge what you don't know, and let that openness guide your quest for knowledge. True confidence, then, emerges not from an unyielding belief in being right, but from the wisdom acquired through understanding the full landscape of possibilities. Thus, whether you're leading a team, making personal choices, or setting professional goals, remember that genuine confidence is reflective, responsive, and deeply informed. It's this kind of confidence that leads to successful outcomes, earned respect, and authentic self-assurance. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.